Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Ravathy Advisors. How are you?
I'm good, Robert. Thanks for having me.
Well, a pleasure to have you. And Ravathy is CEO of Flex. Not everyone has heard of this, which is interesting because it was one of the greatest companies in the world. About $24 billion, 160,000 employees, cited as one of the most admired companies globally. Talk about what Flex is.
First, I will tell you, yes, we are not a household name. And like you said, $24 billion company, you know, in 30 different countries. And I like to say that you think of something that you're using or you have at your home or your office. Flex probably had a hand in manufacturing or designing it. So we make everything from coffee machines to vacuum cleaners to very complex products for electric vehicles or autonomous cars, and then a lot of medical products. So a wide variety of products that we make in almost every kind of end market that you can think about, and made anywhere in the world that the customer wants. So everything from design to manufacturing of a wide variety of products.
And when you took over as CEO in 2019, you really transformed the organization. Talk about what you did to make it what would be called an advanced manufacturing organization.
And Robert, I love all the writing you have done around transformation and the transformative CEO. And I'm thinking of us more as a quiet revolution in some ways, because, you know, our journey is just begun in the last couple of years. And as you well know, and you've written about, transformations take a long period of time. But my view when coming into Flex first is I'm excited about manufacturing because I grew up in the shop floor. I love anything that's got to do with making things. And so coming into Flex, our whole goal and vision was, how do we make ourselves a company that is very focused on driving value for customers, but we do it in the context of the fact that we are a company of people that is very, very global, and we want to make sure that our people in an organization know how to drive that value. So it started with everything from first thinking about, is our portfolio the right portfolio? Are we in the right end markets? Should we be in those end markets? Do we have a right to win in those end markets? So it all started with really focusing on what are we doing, why are we doing it, and is this the place that we should be? So the first year was all about just kind of getting your portfolio right and really focusing the organization on that portfolio. So we did everything from redesigned the organization, redesigned our incentive structure, did all of that kind of in the first year, and then really focused on what I called would be, once you know your core, you really have to focus on being the best in execution, right? Having the most disciplined execution because your customer can rely on you. And so our last couple of years has been about just be disciplined in what you say and what you do and get it done so the customers can really, really say, I rely on Flex to get the right thing done. And so that has been our early part of our transformation. But what I'm most excited about is it was done with really rethinking our values, thinking about how do we connect 160,000 people together? What brings us together? So that has been our journey so far, Robert, and I'd say in some ways just started.
And it's exciting what you're doing. And the interesting thing is so many of these products are behind the scenes, private label. So not everyone knows the Flex name, but you're sort of flexing your muscles in everyone's household because there they are, no matter where you look. So when you're trying to move into this part of understanding customers, the challenge is you've so many customers in so many different verticals. How do you align 160,000 people in 30 countries so you have this culture that's driving great innovation so they become innovative to their own customers?
I'm a huge fan of making the complex simple, right? So when you think about so many factories that we make product in, engineers, and you say, what is common between somebody making a coffee machine or designing a coffee machine or somebody designing an electric vehicle car, right? So the first thing we did, because for me, life is all about simplicity, is to say, let's make sure that our engineering, marketing, go-to-market, customer teams are experts in their swim lane, right? And that's what we need to focus on. So we almost kind of said, we are a $24 billion company, but we're six companies within that $24 billion company. So we cater to that end market, and we want to be experts in that end market, because designing, you know, one product is very different than designing and manufacturing another. So that's kind of what we started with in the front end. And then we said, if you think about making things, right, there's a lot of commonality in how you make things, right? Whether you take a sheet metal and cut it for a storage product that goes in a data center, or you cut that same sheet metal for a different consumer product, there's similarities in it. So we really focused on our manufacturing process being homogeneous, focused on certain clear verticals. So just simplified, basically, our organizational structure and how we take things to market. And I'd say that's what's made us very, very successful in this kind of disciplined execution thinking that I talk about, because it was just simplifying. Everybody knows what they're supposed to do. They're great at doing it. And then you just step out of the way, and then everyone delivers.
It reminds me what you're saying about creating the simplicity. A quote by Albert Einstein is, make things as simple as possible, just not simpler. And that's really what you're doing. One of the big challenges today is sustainability. So Revathi, talk about what you're doing on sustainability as one of the lead manufacturers globally.
The way I think about sustainability, one is it's a personal passion, because we have to recognize that we all have a responsibility towards sustainability, right? Whether it's in our homes or whether it's in our offices. And when you think about like what happened yesterday with New Jersey and a storm coming through of really epic proportions and the damage it causes, it really brings to pause the responsibility of companies like ourselves which have a huge footprint that is transporting a lot of products, is using energy in our factories, that we have a responsibility that we have to take seriously. So I always tell my co-CEOs who are in the tech space, I say, hey, when you talk about zero emissions and you don't have a factory you're running, it's very different than me telling that I'm going to get to net zero by like 2030, right? So we have made big commitments, Robert, this year externally in terms of our sustainability goals. And you know, even before I came, Flex was already leading in sustainability. But we're going through factory by factory. We're looking at all of our 1 million SKUs we make. We're looking at the supply chain associated with that SKU and tracking it all the way through the system to saying, what is the best way to do this in a carbon neutral way? So a lot of work going on this. Our commitment is significant because having, you know, 160 locations, 130 locations, I think, across the world is pretty significant. And so it's important that we are, you know, very thoughtful about this planning process that we have. Robert, I'll also say that not just from the sustainability aspect of it, the health and safety aspect of it, of our employees and our shop floor, all of that comes together in how we think about sustainability. And we're doing a lot of work around it. And I'm very confident that not only are we industry leading today, but we'll actually shape the way the future looks, at least for manufacturing companies.
What's your vision for sustainability as one of the lead manufacturers? We obviously have a lot of way to go, long runway, but technology is advancing dramatically. You know, we have AI. You know, there's so many different components. Augmented reality is taking place. What's your vision of how sustainability could play out in our globe?
I would love for us to have the vision that automation, you know, data and AI are all our friends to make sustainability, a path to what where we want to go on sustainability even faster, right? So the example that I love to talk about is that if, let's say it takes us, I don't know, 30 days to, let's say, make a coffee machine. If automation makes us do that in 10 days, imagine the carbon reduction that occurs as a result of it, right? Less transportation, less kind of start and stop of equipment, which means less energy usage. So the impact can be significant if we really focus on what can automation drive. And my view is that sustainability will have a huge impact just because of the amount of energy that equipment uses across the world.
That's a really fabulous point that we should all understand the role of technology playing into sustainability. We're about to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about women CEOs and the future and how we get more women CEOs and create better companies throughout the world. And all of you know, that's one of my passions, Driven For. Back in a few.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Greese on the CEO Show, and we're with the CEO of Flex. So this is a $24 billion company with 160,000 employees, one of the largest manufacturers in the world, in 30 countries, I believe, about 130 locations. What I want to ask you is about something you've spoken a lot about, and you know I'm very passionate about. If we want to do the right thing, not just socially, having more women CEOs, but economically, we need the best people leading our top organizations. What could we do?
First, I have to thank you for your passion for this, right? Because we need more and more people to support us in this journey. And you've been talking about this for a while, right? And that's what I love about kind of how far you have brought this conversation. I'll tell you very simply, I am sitting here today, Robert, only because I had people around me who sponsored me, who were okay with the fact that I look different, I sound different, my name is pronounced, you know, in a weird way, all of that. But they were okay to sponsor me for roles just because they said my ability was good, right? And so that is the most important thing that we need, is when that decision's made at that table, when somebody's making that decision, there is a sponsor sitting there who's saying, I need to make that decision for that woman, right? Or that diverse candidate. And we just don't have enough of them. You know, you've talked about Fortune 500 CEOs. Flex is on the Global 500 list, and there is, you know, around 20 to 23 women on that list, right, of Global 500 companies. And that is in 2021, right? So it is just hard to even imagine that why do we have such few women leaders? And we've done a lot of work, Robert, to look at, you know, whether it's 40-50% of graduating women coming out of college, and by the time you get to the top, you're less than 5%. What happens, right? And I'm a big believer that a lot of the transactional things we're dealing with, whether it's flexible work or those kinds of things, have changed already in a significant way. Those are no excuses anymore. At the end of the day, it really comes down to who's making that decision and are they making the right decision to say, I will be willing to take a chance and put somebody in that role, though they may not look exactly like me or behave exactly like me. And I think that's what the differentiation has to be moving forward.
And you come so much talking from this credibility, mechanical engineering, you know, one of five girls, right? You know, you somehow, what was it that helped you fight your way up, and how do we get more women into STEM?
I am one of five girls. I grew up in a household where my mom never went to school, right? So I came from a family and background where I had parents who were clearly passionate in India at that time to say, my girls are going to go to college. My girls are going to have an education, and they're going to make sure that they have their own standing, right, as they grow up. And so that was super important. And frankly, when I made the decision to go into mechanical engineering, I had no idea that I was going to be the only girl in the class in, you know, the mid-80s. But when I got there, I was like, okay, fine, what do you do with this, right? But it did not stop me at all, because my view was, okay, I'm standing out and there's all these boys to help me, which is great and fantastic. And you just took that and ran with it to say, so what? You know, what makes it that difficult? But then afterwards, as I got through all the roles that I was in, I was willing to take the risk. I was willing to take that next job that sounded difficult, but I said, no, I'll jump in and figure out, can I do it, right? I was really good at making sure that I had the right network and the support of people. And so all those things that sometimes women just don't have the time to do, you have to force yourself to do it. I never planned to be a CEO. I'm fortunate to be in this role. And I'd say all the combinations of jumping into the right roles, taking risks, having the right network, you know, and then hopefully there are sponsors who will take that leap of faith for you.
Here's an important word you've said, Revathi. It's sponsors. So there's the word mentors and the word sponsors, and they're very different.
I feel very strongly about this because I'm not taking away from mentors, right? I mean, we all have learned from mentors and coaches. But to some extent, Robert, women get over-mentored. We use the excuse of saying, I'm mentoring that woman, right? And I'm like, okay, great. You know, yes, everybody needs mentors and coaches. But what we really need is the decision point when that is made, somebody's sponsoring you for that role. I don't need somebody to mentor and tell me how to do my job better, right? Of course, I always welcome that, but don't use that as tick the box for you're doing enough for diversity and enough for women. That is not what is really needed. I think what is really needed is decision point, are you the sponsor? Are you saying, yes, she needs that job, she needs that promotion? For me, two very significantly different ways of thinking. And I've also talked about, you know, over-mentoring, right? And, that's, to me, that is also an important thing, is that we don't need to over-mentor. At some point, go from mentoring to saying, yes, ready for that next role. Let's take the step and let's be the sponsor.
We have time for one more topic, and we're going to tie it all together. You're doing great things, and I like your philosophy about technology and sustainability. And we have a next generation who are passionate. And when we look at our next generation of workforce, they usually tie into knowing that a great company like Flex is really focused on sustainability. What is the connection in your mind between sustainability and the workforce of the future?
Such an important thing for young kids to think about is, and people, I'm amazed at the maturity today of college students coming out, right? Because they are passionate about, I want to work for a company that's doing good. I want to work for a company that's making a difference. And sustainability is all about innovation. Sustainability is not going to happen by itself, right? It is only going to happen because I'm innovating in that next alternate energy that's coming into that facility. It's only going to happen because I rethought the packaging of how I was going to put my product and ship it across the world. It only comes because I rethought and redesigned the amount of square footage that my facility is using. And that requires brilliant innovation, right? Coming from engineers and graduates and product designers to really rethink all aspect of what we're doing. So for me, sustainability is all about innovation. The two go hand in hand. We need smart people rethinking the factory of the future and saying, I'm going to do it differently. Everything from how I bring product in to how I ship it out, end to end. It's all about innovation.
And there you have it. Revathi, what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks for having me.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Mark Newman. How are you, Mark?
I'm great, Robert, and thanks for having me. Great to talk to you today.
And Mark Newman is the CEO of Chemours. This is about a $6 billion company with about 6,500 employees, a leader in the chemical industry. Talk about what Chemours is, your emergence as a company, and what your business model is.
Chemours has been a public company for the last 6 years. We came out of the DuPont company. We have four industry-leading businesses. Our three primary businesses are our titanium dioxide or titanium technologies business, our thermal and specialized solutions, think refrigerants, and our advanced performance materials, which has a range of polymers for very specialized applications. So, as you said, about $6 billion in revenue, three key businesses, 6,500 employees around the globe.
And what's interesting is this is your third chair because you were COO, CFO, and now in 2021, CEO. Talk about what you learned in the organization being COO and then what your perspective was as CFO and then as CEO, because very few people get to talk from those three different vantage points.
It's been a great journey. And, you know, in the early days as CFO, as how I joined the company to take it public, we had a lot of some difficult choices on portfolio. And you know, to get our balance sheet in a much better state than where we started life. With that behind us, you know, I transitioned into the COO role. And I would say in the last 2 years, really focused on ensuring we had clear business strategies for our three principal businesses and that we had clear accountability for execution against those three strategies. I'd say more recently, I was appointed CEO in July. I've been more focused now on how do we grow this company and how do we do it by having all 6,500 employees engaged, empowered, and realizing their own growth potential as professionals.
Any key hints you have of how to do that?
It's certainly, you know, from a philosophy perspective, leadership philosophy, I've committed to lead the organization with candor, with compassion, and with courage. You know, we have had to make a lot of tough choices, and I think getting to the truth is only a matter of time. And as a leader, if you can encourage folks to bring up the tough issues quickly, that makes a lot of difference. At the end of the day, we're all people, so the compassion element really is about meeting people where they are. And then courage is really, in my view, about how do you step up to make bold decisions? And there's so many areas in business today where I think leaders have to make tough choices to do the right thing.
Let's talk about those bold decisions, and I like your candor, compassion, and courage. Were all of those involved as CFO and then COO and then CEO, or is this strictly you're saying as a CEO, this is where I need to go and it's different? Because that, when you talk about leadership, very few people have that exact background you have of the three legs of the table.
Robert, I would say, you know, coming into the CEO role, I had a lot of inbound messages from employees who were really excited about my appointment. And in those conversations, folks started to ask, well, what can we expect from you as our new CEO? And you know, I gave it a lot of thought about how I wanted to lead and how I want people to interact with me throughout the organization. And I would say it's only been, you know, I'm in my third month in the new role, but it's been very rewarding so far. And I'm encouraging us all as leaders to approach leadership in this way.
Any particular story of something happened that taught you a leadership lesson that ties into your business model?
I think the one thing that I've learned in my career, and especially in my career at Chemours, is that Making tough decisions early gives you options to do even more stuff. And I think a lot of us in life don't underestimate the value of time and the optionality that comes with time. We have a bit of a saying here at Chemours that 1 year in Chemours is like a dog year. It's like 7 years. and it's really just an indication of the speed at which we've had to deal with a number of tough choices in terms of how we were structured, you know, things that we needed to change as a new chemical company.
When you look at your first year goals, you're 3 months in, but you've been with the organization really for some time now. What is it you hope most to accomplish? When, let's say, if we were to sit back again, you know, at the end of 2022.
I'm really focused, having taken on the role mid-year on July 1, I'm really focused on ensuring we have a smooth transition from a leadership perspective. We're having a great year. I want to deliver a great year, and this team is fully committed to doing that. And to build momentum as we go into 2022, to really start to realize the full potential of our three principal businesses. And I'd say all of these businesses have significant upside from where they are today. And so it's how do we get every employee engaged in delivering a great year this year and building on that momentum to realize the full potential of Chemours and our three principal businesses in the coming years.
So how do you do that? How do you engage everyone? How do you really build the talent and build retention to a company where 1 year is like 7 years?
I will just start the question by saying that acquiring talent or human capital today, to me, is job one. You know, when we started, we had a number of balance sheet problems, and we had to really focus on conserving cash and retaining access to cash. But what I say to folks today is human capital is actually more scarce than financial capital. And so we spend a disproportionate amount of time on how do we attract, retain, develop, you know, the best talent. I'm proud to tell you the Chemours executive team is 44% female. Two of our three business unit presidents are women. And, you know, there's of our eight CET members, three are people of color. So we have a huge focus in Chemours on equity, inclusion, and diversity. And it really starts with, it starts with me. It starts with our executive team. And it's part of our corporate responsibility commitments. Around gender equity and around racial equity in the company.
You obviously have this deep passion, belief about gender equity and diversity. Are there any best practices that you have that other CEOs could learn from you?
I believe this is something that needs to be, you need to walk the talk. And so I could get up and talk to line managers, first line supervisors at our operating facilities about the importance of that. And they would then look at my direct report team. So I made a very conscious decision early on as I was building the leadership team here at Chemours to really focus on this issue. It requires, like any good thing, it requires investment. And it requires developing a pipeline. And so my learning, as it relates to, if I focus first on the women leaders in our company, is the importance of giving people opportunities early on. What I like to call cross-pollination, stretch assignments that seem to go way beyond the person's capability once you understand how capable they really are. And I think it's a combination of that type of activity that ends up with a very rich pipeline from which you can pick, you know, the most capable candidates. And in this case, they happen to be women.
We're about to take a commercial break. And when we come back with Mark Newman, we're going to talk about the next step of what you're talking about, which is really sustainability and how you build a sustainable company.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Breese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have changed the fabric of America. We're here today with Mark Newman, who is the CEO of Chemours, which is a leading chemical company, about $6 billion, 6,500 people. And here's something we were speaking about before. When you look at capital, human capital is more valuable than more important than financial capital. So now let's go into something that's of importance to almost everyone, but even more so to the whole world, which is what you're doing in sustainability. And I know you've taken a real lead on that in looking at what can a chemical company do.
Back in 2018, 3 years ago, we adopted 10 corporate responsibility commitments, or CRCs as we call them internally. And they were really around a shared planet, inspired people, and an evolved portfolio. So we took three important areas. One really about the environmental signature of our manufacturing and of our activity. The other around our impact on society, you know, where we deal with things like equity and inclusion. And then the third, you know, how could we focus our product portfolio on aspects that actually improve the planet, make the planet more sustainable? So, for example, in our product area, we're focused on the Nafion membrane for the hydrogen economy. We're focused on low global warming refrigerants. These are the kind of things that, from a product perspective, make our portfolio more sustainable.
How about from a personal standpoint? You came in and you had executive roles. Why is what you're doing in sustainability important to you personally?
You know, I just think it's good business. I think it makes sense, and it's a differentiator as it relates to how we're viewed by our stakeholders, whether it's access to capital or access to the best talent. I've been involved with some significant hiring decisions this year where, you know, folks are coming to work for Chemours, which is a $6 billion company, when they have opportunities in much larger companies. And what they tell me is, you know, I'm very intrigued by the focus Chemours has on corporate responsibility. I'm very intrigued by the fact that you're talking about sustainability and taking actions against your corporate responsibility commitments. I'm very intrigued that you're even aware of, you know, a circular economy, and you're thinking about end of life on a number of your products. So to me, more and more, it's becoming a differentiator in terms of attracting and retaining the best talent and attracting and retaining high-quality investors in the company.
Now, does it differ any in talent when you're looking at the millennials or at younger people or at older people? How does this hit people in terms of your commitment to sustainability?
Our chief sustainability officer, Cheryl Telford, is about my age, and she's as enthusiastic as many millennials that I meet. Clearly, as I talk to all of our employees across the globe, it almost doesn't matter where you are. You know, I talk to employees in mainland China. I talk to employees in Europe and the U.S., and they're all excited about our corporate responsibility commitments and how we're embedding sustainability in our strategy. And yes, I would say among the next generation, especially millennials, it almost is a cost of entry. If your company is not interested in the welfare of the planet, they're probably not interested in working for you.
It's a strong statement.
It's true, though.
You're a global organization, but let's talk about what you're doing locally, specifically with one of your core drivers in your three business units, which is sustainability. And if you could talk to how that connects with the younger crowd.
We are very focused on an aspect of our sustainability ethos to have vibrant communities and to be a trusted member of every community in which Chemours operates. First off, we put our corporate headquarters in downtown Wilmington, and Wilmington as a city in Delaware has its challenges. We're hugely involved with United Way, and over and above that, we decided to appoint Martin Luther King Day as a day of service. When we send out the sign-up sheet electronically, it is filled within minutes. And so we have hundreds of employees who are signing up to go out and do something in the community. And I can tell you, it's hugely popular with, you know, every group of employees, but it's very popular with younger employees who believe it's part of every company to give back in communities. So we're very involved. And during COVID-19, I can tell you how many different communities where we were actively involved in helping out. We help out in flooding. We had flooding a couple weeks ago in Tennessee. We gave many employees days of service to volunteer to help people who were impacted by the floods to rebuild and to cope with the flooding.
I'm very impressed, I have to say, with what you've done with Martin Luther King Day, how three of your eight executives are people of color, how I think you said 44% are women. You're really setting a good standard.
We're passionate about it. To be honest, I was born to a Jamaican father and a Canadian mother. So, you know, I think early on in life, I understood the power of diversity as a child growing up. So it's been an important lesson for me.
Let's end on your final vision for Chemours. This is a company that came out of DuPont and is at the center of society and the economy. What is your vision?
My vision for Chemours is that we can shape the future of the world through the power of our chemistry. We're working on so many exciting things that are driven by our understanding of chemistry, whether it's how we make hydrogen competitive, how we enable high-speed data, and then how we enable so many good social benefits from Chemours being in existence. So to me, that's the essence of my vision, is that we can shape the future of the world through our chemistry. And we're going to do that through the power and through the empowerment of our 6,500 amazing employees.
And there you have it. A pleasure having you on the CEO show, Mark.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.